The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been working for more than 2 years with the companies behind the drilling plans. Thurston Energy and Ultra Resources plan a total of 11 wells in their separate projects. The Uinta Basin already has over 10,000 oil and gas wells, so the new ones might not seem like much. But the wildlife refuge exists to safeguard wildlife in its habitat. Sonia Yarstoffer is fielding comments for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
There have been a lot of issues to address, and there have been a lot of things to think about in terms of trying to make sure we're not going to have negative effects on refuge resources. But the companies have really been very cooperative.
The Ouray Refuge is home to several species of endangered Colorado River fish and the federal hatchery that's trying to keep them alive. It's also home to the yellow-billed cuckoo, a candidate for the threatened species list. Thurston Energy CEO Ralph Curtin says the company is being careful.
We are very sensitive to the environment. We think that these wells can be drilled successfully without any, for sure, any permanent damage and hopefully without any temporary problems.
His company has agreed to drill 2 wells instead of 4 to protect the hatchery. It won't build during nesting times, and it will avoid trampling cactus with its roads and pipeline. But some critics say the refuge should be off-limits completely. Jeremy Nichols is the climate and energy director for the Colorado-based Wild Earth Guardians.
It's sacred land in an area that has been extensively degraded over the years because of oil and gas drilling and other fossil fuel development. We're incredibly skeptical that we can have drilling and at the same time protect the irreplaceable values that are found in this wildlife refuge.
The Fish and Wildlife Service will take comments on the proposals through April 8th. Judy Fays, KUER News.